Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is Felicia, and you're listening to Hollywood and Friends
on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, Josh? Your boy, Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Miss Judy.
Yeah, hashtag Hollywood and Friends. It's Sunday, another week.
Ew, why you
another place to be?
Singing
another...
everything.
I blame it on last night. It was funny. I was on Snapchat and all of the videos. I had to delete mad of them shits because I was just doing like a lot. But it's what happens when you don't normally drink and you decide to drink a little something. That was me last night, so that was funniest shit in the world. But I'm not sure what Vinoy is, but I'm sure he'll be here any second. But Miss Judy, though, let us know, how was your weekend?
What?
I already know a little bit of it, but
my weekend,
people know.
My weekend was just regular. Like, it was just, I think I did a little barbecue with my family yesterday. Had fun with my friends. Friday, you know, I had to work. Of course, I have to work. No days off unless I'm vacationing. But other than that, I was good. Regular.
Okay, okay. Vinoy's in the
How
building.
Was yours? Anyway, like I said, how was yours?
My dream was good. It was, My dream was good. It was,
No room for latenesses.
I went out last night. night helping my aunt celebrate her birthday. It was fun.
That's what's
I was,
up. Happy birthday to your aunt. But it's been no AKA Mr. R&B in the bills now. What's going on, everybody?
What the hell? We can't talk together. We could sing, but we can't talk.
Now play with
it was mad fun though. I think we might have a little bit of a delay again today, but we're gonna get through it. But Noah, how was your weekend?
It was cool, man. I had a couple shows actually. I have a show today too. I'm actually performing like around 3 o'clock. So right after this, I gotta head to the show. I had my cousin's wedding last night.
Okay.
It was crazy. It was a dope spot in New Jersey. Actually, it was a house. It was a house that they got married at. But I never thought I would see a house wedding that elaborate. Like that. When I walked in there, I'm just like, how did they turn this wedding hall into a house? Like, make it look like a house. But it was actually, you know.
A house into a wedding hall.
They had a wedding.
That's nice.
Right. Wow. That's what's up, though. Congratulations to them.
Yes.
You know, I probably wouldn't be doing that anytime soon. No.
You and I
but
both.
Yo. Right. Yeah. Let's get into this. Real quick, for anybody listening, we're going to be chopping it up with an artist named Felicia a little later. She's actually the wife of Lazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. So we're going to be chopping it up with her a little bit later and play her new joint. She got a song called Ride For You. That's pretty cool that I want everybody to check out. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But let's get into this, what's hot in the blogs. Also, bear with us for anybody listening. I noticed there's a little bit of a delay. So if you hear any craziness, just bear with us. But let's get into this Jared case. I know you all heard of this dude from Subway, the Subway spokesperson, of Subway. Eat fresh. This guy, $5 footlong guy, Jared Fogle, is in some
really
hot water right
fresh,
now.
Though.
I'm done. I'm all the way out of here. Show's over.
Really
nah, but this guy,
fresh,
he's grown. He's 37 years old, and he's about to plead guilty to charges that he repeatedly paid to engage in sexually explicit acts with minors. 14 victims to be exact. Two of them they're saying he actually had sex with. He's also accused of having a bunch of videos and pictures of
thousands,
minors basically chopping off a bunch
is something you can hold in your hand. This nigga got thousands and thousands and thousands.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
And the FBI raided his home. They found all of this. And at first he pleaded not guilty, but that's set to change. And he's going to plead guilty. He's also agreed to pay the victims, the 14 victims, $100,000 each, which is going to be a total of $1.4 million dollars. Subway, obviously.
He got that?
Cut that in half, cut that foot long in half, get him out of there. They fired him for being their spokesperson. But what do you guys think when y'all heard about this? Miss Judy, you first.
Disgusting, absolutely disgusting. Like, I can't even believe that this could go on for so long without somebody saying something. And look at Cosby. You don't even see this dude nowhere. Like, as much as they was going in on Cosby, what about him? And this is worse because it's minor.
Yeah, it's been a... Right, it's been a long time, too. From 2007 up until just 2 months ago, this has been happening.
Wow.
But Noah, what you think?
Yo, I'm just wondering how they found the footage in his house and he pled not guilty.
Yeah.
The nerve.
Right. But crazy. You see, about to switch that. They like, wait, that's nigga. True. Like, bruh, you gotta do something. You're gonna change that to guilty. But
disgusting.
What's even worse,
yes,
the person who he allegedly received these videos and pictures of underage children from is a guy named Russell Taylor, who is his executive, who is the executive director of Jared's Childhood Obesity Charity. You're the executive director of a childhood obesity charity and you're involved in child porn and sending it out.
Unbelievable.
Like,
unbelievable.
Now, but to be honest, this past week, I've been seeing a lot of stuff. Now, I was going to say, I've been seeing a lot of stuff.
He couldn't just go get a hoe or something.
People are sick, I think. Right.
It's so many women he could have paid for. Like, really?
What you were saying, Vino?
Sick. I said it's sick. It's just showing how sick people are nowadays. Like, people had it tripped and messed up.
Right.
Yeah. Some people are feeling like they are treating him like... I read one comment where they said they're, like, treating him with, like white gloves, like, safely or whatever. Because
right,
the Washington
exactly.
Post put out an article, and somebody actually took it upon themselves to cross out some things that they thought shouldn't have been there, and they corrected it with what they felt should have been there. And this picture kind of went viral. Wow. So one of the things, the title of the article alone, it says, ex-Subway pitchman admits to child porn / underage sex. They crossed out underage sex and they wrote statutory rape. And then a different sentence says, he agreed Wednesday to a plea deal for possessing child pornography and having sex with underage girls. They crossed out having sex with and they wrote raping. And then the last one was, Fagu paid and planned his business travel around repeated sexual encounters with underage girls, and this person crossed out sexual encounters and put rapes of underage girls, and they wrote, "Here, Washington Post, I fixed it for you."
Mm-mm-mm.
It's like, just say it for what it is. Like, it is what it is. But yeah, it definitely is crazy.
To be 100%,
this guy.
To be 100% honest, and fair, you can't necessarily consider that rape, right? I mean, in the sense of what rape is, you can't consider that rape. It's statutory rape, definitely, and that's clear. But we can't say that they're wrong for saying it's, you know, sex with underage females, which is statutory rape.
Yet.
So it's kind of redundant.
Yet, until these victims come forward, and then we'll see.
It's disgusting. And then he had a wife and children on top of that.
Disgusting. They just lose weight from Subway sandwiches and don't know how to act.
He had a wife and children and a few sandwiches, and you wasn't happy with that?
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
Anybody listening, if you got anything you want to say, you want to comment on anything we're talking about, be sure to call us up, 646-716-8544. If you're on the line already, just press 1 and we'll bring you on. Let's move on, though, to this guy named Sean King. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but they was trying to make him out to be like the new Rachel Dolezal because he's like a head prominent member in the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And it came out that both of his parents are white, and he looks like he's black. He looks mixed. So it was kind of a big deal. And just to get to the end result before we get to why it even became a big deal, he is actually mixed. I think it's where his mom had an affair with a black guy. So yes, even though his parents are both white, he is mixed. But they left that key point out. But they're saying, people are saying that they did it. It was like a conspiracy theory to try to bring him down because he's such a prominent member in the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And the websites that released this story are both known to be so disrespectful towards us.
Linda.
BreeBrot.com is a conservative website. They are the ones who took the story from another website and made it more like a big deal because their website is like more popular. So they took the story and made it to try to like make him out to be another Rachel Dolezal. But he ended up having to come out yesterday and share some of his most painful family secrets with the world, including what I just mentioned about his mom and all of that. So did y'all hear about this? Did y'all think he was like the
that
new Rachel Dolezal at first? Because I know I did.
No, I didn't even hear about it. This is my first time hearing about it.
I did hear about it. At first when I heard about it, I thought he was going to say, like, you know, something where it wasn't necessarily consensual or something like that, the way he said it. But I didn't know exactly what. I figured it had something to do with an affair of some kind, or that his father wasn't actually his father, but, you know.
And you can look at this picture. I mean, granted, I thought Rachel was mixed too. I can't front. But looking at this guy picture, it's like clear as day that this guy is mixed. It's like, if he would have turned out to be
you
white.
Can't say that.
I would have hung it up.
You can't say that.
I would have hung it up. Son, look at this guy's picture. I don't know. But he posted a long journal post, you can say, like a blog post titled Race, Love, Hate, and Me, A Distinctly American Story. I'll post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. It's very interesting, but it's real long, so I'm not even going to get into reading it. But be sure to go to our page to check it out in all of its entirety. Yeah. Crazy news.
Unbelievable. I can't. It's just like at such a time when it's so terrible to be black, everybody wants to be black.
Well, they could take the case, he is actually black. Did you hear about the guy who was like putting on some type of medication to turn himself black?
Nah.
Well, definitely didn't.
Yeah, he was doing. He was putting some type of medication on his skin, and he was white, of course. And now he's black with like blue eyes. And this thing is reversible. It's not reversible. You cannot go back to white. Now imagine if he marries a woman. Oh well, he's a little old, but if he was young and he married a woman and she's thinking like she got her a black man. First of all, when he pulled down his pants, she gonna know he ain't black. Second of all. When that baby come out 100% white, it's gonna be a problem.
Right. That's crazy. Well, definitely yes, shame well. On this website, Renews It and Breitbart for because they're known for posting stuff that's to like smear any black victims of crime. They try to like expose the truth, quote unquote, on the whole Black Lives Matter movement. They posted articles like 16 movements less ridiculous than the Black Lives Matter, or another one, Donald Trump will be the first real black president. Stupid shit like that. So these are the websites that you're dealing with when it comes to this that supposedly exposed the Sean King guy. But happy the truth came out. So he is black. Half black. But
so he is black.
Speaking
so
of
you
black,
are
yo, the Afro.
Okay.
Yeah. You are black. Fast shouts to the Afro Punk Festival going down this weekend in Brooklyn. Lauryn Hill performed last night and shut it down. Literally the power went out. But she kept it going.
Ah!
The crowd was rocking with her, and she sounded great. So yeah, the Afro Punk Festival.
Why you have to do
day
that?
Two. Day two
Damn,
is tonight.
Why you gonna hate her?
Good for her. I like her.
Right? She's like, yeah, she did real good.
Just the way he said it, literally.
Yeah, she shut it down. Literally, the power. Literally went out like 70% of her.
And I'm not supposed to laugh at your joke?
That's disrespectful.
Niggas tell jokes, but I ain't supposed to laugh. Niggas tell jokes, but when I laugh, I'm a hater.
How you say good for her though? You had to say good for her.
I said good for her. I didn't say not good
yeah,
for her
did.
Like good for her. Good for that. I mean, like, good for her. Like, you know, go get out there, girl. You know?
Bravo. Yeah, I'm sure that's how you meant it.
Get out there, girl.
Not good for her like that. Get out there, girl. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. So nice of you to clear that up.
Yo.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know you better.
Let's get into.
Watch out.
Watch out. Day two of the Afro Punk Festival is tonight. But yo, let's get into this song, this freestyle I did off of Smith & Wesson, Soundboy, Bury You. I actually just shot a little visual to it. I'm gonna get it up sometime over the next few days, but let's get into that. And when we come back, we're gonna have Felicia. She's the wife of Lazy Bone. We're gonna be chopping it up with her, getting into her new music and all of that. So let's get into Soundboy Freestyle first by yours truly. And when we come back, like I said, Felicia, Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. Yeah.
Something like,
no, I'm Hollywood.
Every now and and then I catch him calling my bluff. Like I ain't from Brooklyn, don't got bars, my shit ain't tough. A bunch of flashy little niggas, but that shit ain't enough. You wanna shine like Diddy, don't grind like Puff. While I freestyle off the bass in the basement, flow that you could take to your face like a bass head. Could keep it light or go deep like the bass did, right over your head, moving by like Jamaican. I'm not the loudest nigga entering rooms. I'm unassuming shit, I probably didn't cry out the womb. But when this mixtape drop, you gon' see I go boom. And you can't tell me you don't see it like your camera don't zoom. You's a fool, a dummy, now I got the assist. The final piece to my puzzle, last shot for the chip. I'm aiming for the top five of your list. Soundboy, bury your nigga, fuck is you with? Hollywood. Yeah. Music on the way. Bye bye. Shit sound like 16. That shout's to Smith and Wesson. Soundboy Barrier. Is that what, like 95? 96? Crazy.
Don't you ever mention about
this. Ain't even on the mixtape. This is just a.
And we're back.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Hollywood.
And what's going on? It's your girl, Miss Judy.
Yeah, and we are here sitting down with a R&B singer named Felicia. Let's welcome her to the line. Felicia, what's up? What's up? How you doing today?
How you doing?
What's going on, Felicia? What's going on?
Good. It's Felicia. I just want to correct that.
Good. So,
okay,
oh, it's Felicia.
Great. Yes,
that's
it's
crazy.
Felicia.
You know, it's the whole time with me reading your bio and all that, I kept saying Felicia, Felicia. That's wild. That's what's up, though. All right, Felicia. So, look, this is what we're going to do, because, you see, right there is one reason why I'm happy that we got you on. First off, I want to know, like, where are you from?
I am from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. That's what's up. And from, I was reading from your bio that you started singing at the age of 2.
Correct.
Is
that's
that correct?
What my parents tell me. Yeah, that's what my parents tell me. They said I was singing all the songs at 2 and making up my own songs.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. And what's even more crazy, you know how some people say, oh, I was singing since 2 and all that, and you kind of like, what? But trust me, I've seen it happen on numerous videos from numerous celebrities. But not only did you start singing at 2, you, I'm hearing, started rearranging like songs at like 5 years old. Like, what were you, like a little prodigy?
Yeah, well, I used to hear songs on the radio, and then I just used to add my own melodies, and I used to change the words. And my parents would always trip because they would say, oh, my God, that is amazing. And I always just listened to a song and say, you know what, they should have put that note here and that there. So, yeah, I've been doing it for a long time.
Nice. So what got you started into music, like officially, like writing and like that type of thing? What got you started into that?
Well, I've always been a writer. Actually, one of my teachers used to call me Moon Maiden, because I would just sit and I would daydream and I would have these wild stories going on in my head, and then I would write them down. So then, you know, the class, you know, my pupils, they was like, we love your stories. So that's one of the way I started writing. Getting into the music industry, I just knew it was a passion of mine. I knew this was the field that I wanted to go into.
Oh, cool. All right, so I'm familiar with the fact that you, I don't know if you're still married to, but one member of Bone Thugs and Harmony, I'm talking about super group, hip-hop legends, Lazy Bone. Like, how did you guys meet? Like, was it love at first sight?
Well, yeah, it was love at first sight when we actually met. But we, the crazy thing about this is we met each other twice before at different shows, but in passing. And he would always try to talk to me, and I was like, you know, I was, you know, this little nerd, I think. But But I initially went down, you know, Cray picked me up, started the Mo Thugs, and I met him in Miami. And when me and Steve saw each other, our hearts just fluttered, and that's how we became man and wife.
That's what's up. And I know that Bone Thugs and Harmony got on into the game through Eazy-E.
Correct.
Have you been around Eazy-E back then? How was it like being around Eazy-E, the whole NWA during their like peak era? How was that?
The peak era, that was a little bit before my time. I came around the clique shortly after E died. But I had met E before. Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you see the movie Straight Outta Compton?
I did. Yeah. I saw the movie.
What did you think?
I thought it was brilliant the way they pieced it together. They left out a lot of details. But I mean, they're doing their thing. For them to, you know, be out in the time that they were and to come back and, you know, make $80 million in 1 week, that's awesome.
Yes, definitely is. So before we get into your music, though, because that's what we're here for, and I know you're reintroducing the world to you, Felicia, and this song Ride For You. But before we get into that, I want the people to get to know you just a little bit better. So I got some random questions that I want to ask you that's just to get into who you are as a person. So the first one is, if Felicia was stranded on a desert island and she could only take three things with her, what three things would that be?
It will definitely be my Bible. I love to read. A pet. And and my kids.
Nice.
A pet and your kids?
If we were to go through your iPod. That's a winning combo. If we were to go through your iPod right now, and what would be the last three songs you listen to? What's in your iPod spinning right now?
Wow, I just got finished listening to Prince, A Let's Go Crazy. Jonas, I'm Still Get Jealous, and Ride For You.
Okay.
There you go. My manager and our producer, Stacy, actually would love the fact that you was just listening to Prince. She's like a diehard Prince fan. But speaking of Ride For You, let's get into Ride For You. Tell us about what this song is before we play it. What this song is about.
This song is about holding it down with your significant other and, you know, going with the challenges, the ups and downs, the roller coaster, and just holding on. At the end of the day, you two can look at each other and say, dang, we've been through some stuff, but we're holding it down.
I'm sure many people can relate to this. Let's get into it, though. This right here is Ride For You, right here on Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. We'll be right back with Felicia.
Spend all my time with you. Your love's like food. make them like this no more. They don't make them like this no more. Swear if the fight, so I'll be fighting for your love if I got a... Ain't always right, but you never left. I'm just so glad I still got ya. Oh.
Alright, alright, alright for you. Driving you.
If you're tired, baby,
I will go crazy without you.
I'll ride till I can't no more. Baby, I got you, you know that I'll
ride for you.
I'll ride for you.
Till the wheels fall off, they don't make them like this.
I'm tired of you.
I just wanna spend all my time, spend all my time with you. Your love's like food.
Ooh, when you wait just for a day, I'm going crazy, baby.
My life with you. Forever, they don't make them like this no more. They don't make them like this no more. If you ever took your love away,
I'd die.
Real loving don't exist these days, it seems like.
Nobody wants to get hurt. Everybody's scared to take chances. Your love's more than a word.
Like this no more.
They don't make them like this no more.
Like
this no more. They don't make them like this no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up? It's your boy Hollywood here with Miss Judy, and we got Felicia on the line.
What's
and that right
on,
there
yeah.
was Ride for You.
Yeah.
That's some real like
yes.
chill. Like it has like a early like 90s vibe to it, which is
90s.
What I'm all about right
90s.
Now. So I'm all for it.
Like,
sounded great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
much. Yes. Definitely.
That's when music
too.
Was.
So
that's when music was great.
Well, thank y'all so
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Like she said in the song, they don't make them. They don't make them like this no more.
Exactly.
Anyway, so let me ask you a question. So now
yes.
that you're reintroducing yourself into the world with new music, who would be your dream collaboration?
Missy Elliott. I'm a diehard Missy
nice.
Elliott fan.
I love
you know,
Missy.
I'm missing her in the game. Yeah.
Yeah, she needs to come back and make
I love Missy.
Time.
Great, great, great choice.
Yeah.
Nice. So look, are you into the whole social media thing right now? What do you think about like the Snapchats and the Instagrams? Are you on all of that? Are you actively in it?
I'm actively in it every day. Yeah. I'm too busy, unfortunately, to be all
nice.
Day. But yes, I'm definitely in it. I think it's a great tool to, you know, kind of be intimate with the fan.
Cool.
Okay,
so but go ahead, Ms. Judy, ask the question.
I was saying, who would you compare yourself to?
I don't really. I don't. I feel like I'm a unique talent and a unique
That's
voice.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. No comparison.
That is good.
Basically.
So, we got Rod for you. What can we expect next? Can we expect a video? Can we expect a mixtape, an EP, an album? Like, what can we expect next from Felicia?
An album, October 27th, a video next month. You know, I have my own label, Chosen Empire, so I have acts. That's coming out, The Crew, which is a young kids group, my artist, Scotty Cash, hip hop, our clothing line. It's so much that you can expect.
She's She's moving. So look, what I wanted to do, because now that you're a friend to the show, send us over some of your Axe music as well. We'll get it on for sure. And last but not least, let the people know where they can find you. Shout out all of your social media outlets. Wherever people can find you, this is the time for you to do that.
Okay, thank you. And I will definitely be sending you over to Crew and Scotty Cash shortly. You can find me at Felicia's World. You can find me at ChosenEmpire.com, and that's spelled ChozenEmpire.com. You can find me at Felicia on Twitter, and that's F3LECIA. You can also find me on Facebook, Felicia Lindsay House, just making sure that you spell the second E with as a 3. And you can find me on Instagram, Felicia, spelled the same way, F3LECIA.
Nice, nice. Thank you so much. Can we get it one time for Felicia, please?
Thank y'all so much. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Be sure to send us over that music. No problem. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Hollywood and
all right.
Okay. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. I'm Hollywood at Benorm Music at Miss Judy everywhere. That was Felicia, who the whole time I thought it was Felicia, but it's actually Felicia. Be sure to look out for that song, Ride For You. But since we was talking about Bone Thugs, I want to get into a Bone Thugs joint. Before that, I want to know, what's your favorite Bone Thugs record, Miss Judy?
The one with Eazy-E when he be like, standing on the corner straight slinging rocks. Oh, shit, here come the motherfucking cops.
I don't even know that one.
For the love of money. That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, what's your drink?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really. You know, I'm not the hip hop dude, but I like the, what was that, the Notorious Thugs with Big on there.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. That and what you call it? That and Crossroads.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's get into Notorious first, because that shit is just sort of like up and crazy. Let's get into Notorious Thugs. We'll end the show with Crossroads, but let's get into Notorious Thugs right now. Hollywood and Friends, Hampton Blue Radio, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious. Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your click, squeeze your click, hit the right one.
Gonna sing the song, or are they gonna play it? Are we gonna play it? Because I don't get it.
We're loading it up.
Okay.
For the technical difficulties.
Spit your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your click. Hit the light one.
It's kind of crazy today.
What you gonna do? Fight over?
I was supposed to wait till we got off here to say it, but we sound crazy right now.
All right, so since we're waiting, let's start. Armed and dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Let's go.
Go ahead, finish. I'm not even going to try to
that
love you
bust
the
to show to us.
Y'all
niggas be scrambling, gambling. I don't know that part after that. We just sitting there trying to win, trying not to sin.
We just
weed and oxygen. So much smoke, need oxygen. Sitting there counting this Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. When it's just 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. Let's go. Stacy, what's up? I'm getting dry here.
I was
a little
bit too.
Me and my thugs love to bust shit. Look, man, get your game, talk your shit, grab your gat, call your clique.
Let's do what blows minds until we wait. Let's do that until we get it popping. How about that?
All right, we can do that. So you kick it off then. What blows yours?
Vanilla gotta sing it. Let me tell you what blows
minds.
How you say it? Let me tell you.
Go ahead, finish it.
Why you starting it like that? Let me tell you what blows minds.
I had to put the sock on it.
It
was really me singing it. I had to put the accent.
You sound like.
I had to put the accent to
move
it.
You sound like you ain't even. You sound like you ain't even move your lips. You sound like you ain't even move your lips when you sang that. Let me tell you what blows my mind. Like you.
Yo.
Oh God, nothing's worth it.
It's funny.
Nothing.
It's kind of like being in a office building and we just lost the motherboard.
Right.
Crazy.
Like no work today. I guess we're just gonna sit here and bullshit.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to play it. You know you hate it. How that shit go?
You can't
relate. All right, so what blows yours?
Oh, technical difficulties blow my mind.
You got the song ready? I think we got it. I think we got the song ready right now. Do we got the song? We're going to get into Notorious Thugs. She couldn't hear us. We're going to get into Notorious Thugs right now. And then when we come back, we're going to have What Blows Mind. That's the part of the show where we basically tell us that one thing that gets under our skin. So if you're on the line already, don't be shy. Press 1. Let us know that one thing that gets under your skin. Or call us up 646-716-8544. After Notorious Thugs, though, let's get that on. Hollywood and Friends. Anthem Blue. Ready?
Scrambling, gambling, I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin, so much smoke needs oxygen. Steadily counting them Benjamins. Nigga, you should too, if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So-called beef with you know who. Fucked a few female stars or two. Then I blew like niggas blew like Mike. Shit, not to be fucked with. Motherfucker better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love the buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, strictly aim. No aspirations to quit the game. Spit your game, talk your shit. Grab your gat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you'll take B. Bone a big nigga, die slowly. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash roll everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga with a Benz, fuck it. Doesn't it seem odd to you?
do. Who's the killer, me or you?
We forgive you, but you know not what you do.
7 a.m. woke in the morning with Henny, caffeine, and green, and nicotine. No dose, so pop a double of dope, little ripped up. Nigga, Mr. Clean, make it clean. Deep in my temple, and I do get sentimentally stained with my instrumentality. And heat it especially for your team in the 45, and D will be in between the scenes. Destroy your dreams, you willing to die, we'll see. Time in the peace when it calls to see, we mean mug, mug, mug. Trying to be perfect, disciples with a survival tongue. Double, double, that sword, triple, six rivals spitting fire. That's the real truth, bitch, breaking out for lies, my massage. Pick up my pen and my hand, thought of my trusted friend, friend. Hey, open the lab, see it for real. We all suited, beg my pardon in the morning. Maybe we ain't marching, we're shooting, and every recruiting, there's a fuck ball. Every day in the ghetto, we start them up little and hit them a bottle and a pen and pad.
Notorious Thugs. Hollywood and Friends, y'all. We're busy back. Let's get right into what blows my mind. Let's get that theme music popping. Like I said, it's that part of the night. I mean day. It's that part of the day. Just tell us that one thing that gets under your skin. Call us up. 646-716. 8544.
Let me tell you what blows
my mind. I'm already press one.
I'm about to say it, and if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody, shut up.
Everybody,
once
shut
again,
up.
It's that part of the night, basically, part of the day. I keep saying night. What the? Tell us what gets under your skin, what blows yours. Hit us up, 646-716-8544. Right. Or if you're on the line already, press 1. MJ, you kicking it off?
Yes. What blows mine?
Oh, we got a call. Go ahead.
Stalkers. Huh?
Stalkers.
Oh, you want to try to call up?
Stalkers
who just don't get it, who just can't get you out of their system. Like, just leave it alone. Like, I can't appreciate somebody that runs down. Like, I can't stand people that run down on you when you with your family. Come on, like, I'm with my family. And then, and then you knock on the door. Come on, why is you knocking on the door? My sister, like, she's sleeping.
Damn.
And then you wait in front of the building
Damn,
for me to wake up.
Got that good.
No.
MJ got that knock
it's
on your
right.
door in the middle of the night.
Word. Like, it's all right. I'm
Yo,
like, all right,
it.
Stay
let's
right here. I'll be back
caller.
Down. I'll talk to you when I can look. Okay.
That's crazy. Caller from 941, though. What up, what up? What's your name and where you from?
This is Dan from Brayton, Florida. I got two things to get out of my skin. First thing is when you change the song
from
the thug to that other stuff. But the second thing is on Thugs and Harmony about God a lot. And they don't even serve God. The wife of the proof said she loves her Bible, but they don't serve the God of the Bible. So that's it. That's all I had to say.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
We appreciate the insight.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. Yo, just a heads up, because there's a minor delay. So, like I mentioned earlier, if something sounds crazy with our responses, just bear with us. But yeah, we continuing with what blows mind. Let us know. What gets under your skin? But no, what you got? If anything, this week.
I don't even know. I've been having a good week. But I'm actually not. I actually just got my You know what blows my? I'm gonna tell you about. I just got my got another computer. You know, my last one was lost.
Congratulations.
And what blows mine, thank you. What blows mine is when you try to, like, download programs that you had from before, and you got to go through so much, like, I don't even want to say registered, because that's not what it is, but it's so many different, like, links and all that stuff to get to on the internet. Like, just make it simple. All these companies, like, I understand people are trying to steal stuff, but geez, isn't that deep? But yeah, that blows mine.
Right. Sheesh.
What blows yours,
Well, definitely, that's a good look that you got a laptop back. What blows mine, speaking of MacBooks, my MacBook is blowing minds right now. It's something with this, the trackpad. Like, I shouldn't have to click 50 times for the shit to react. I don't know, I probably got to take it to the Apple store or something, but it just started doing this the other day, where it's not like, that shit is crazy. I got to click like 50 million times pressing down mad hard and shit still not reacting. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? It's crazy. You got something else, Ms. Judy?
What blows mine? Everything. Work tonight blows mine. Work tonight blows mine. How do you expect me not to fall asleep at work if I'm working 12 hours tonight? Work blows mine. But guess what? I'll be happy when them direct deposits hit.
Right.
Be like, I'm paying, bitch.
OD. But no, you got anything else?
No. I don't know. I don't got anything else. I'm in a good space right now.
right, cool. Any callers, last call for
plus
alcohol.
Plus the delay is crazy.
Press 1. Yeah, it is. It is crazy. So again, last call for alcohol. Anybody online, press 1. Or call us up, 646-716-8544. But in the meantime, in between time, you know, that's what's blowing minds. This delay is blowing minds. This
we're
gonna
definitely
have to get on this. We about to run up in the building like, yo, fix that shit.
There's a call at 347.
The powers that be.
Well,
347, what up, what up?
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, caller, what's your name? It's a delay on the phone, so don't mind it.
Okay, this is Justine.
Yes, yeah, we hear you.
Oh,
hey,
what's
Justine,
up?
How are you?
What blows mine? I'm fine, thank you. What blows mine is this delay you have on the radio right now. It's crazy.
Yes, it's horrible,
that's
isn't what's it?
Blowing mine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not our fault. It's not our fault.
Blame it on Blog Talk.
Yeah, we hope so.
Blame it on Blog Talk.
Yeah. Blog Talk Radio got to get their issue together.
But that's what blows mine.
That's, if you don't know what that is, that's just basically who
it makes
who we're broadcasting
awkward
through. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it sure
right,
does.
Like Matt, awkward.
It's like you waiting for a response.
But thank you.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Like that. Just like that. What just happened there?
Just like that, right?
You gotta time it. You gotta start talking early. Like, all right, Justine, thank you for calling in.
You playing,
yeah,
you
I'm
playing
definitely
double dutch,
starting to talk early.
Playing double dutch on the calls.
Word.
Crazy. But yeah, that's what blows my mind.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And Miss Judy, I don't know what they're calling
you. Here.
Every week.
Here.
Sunday. But no, let the people know where they can find you at.
Venor Music, everywhere at Venor Music. That's VENORMUSIC.
At I Am Hollywood, everywhere. At I Am Hollywood NY on Snapchat. At Hampton Blue, just BLU though. And that's it. Fast shout out to Stacey for holding it down despite all the technical difficulties we're facing.
Technical delays.
We're about to write Blog Talk a letter. You know that makes it real when you write a letter, right? Actually, like, put that shit in an envelope.
Yeah.
Defy it. That's it. Defy it.
You know what? I'm tired of these delays. I'm going to write a fucking letter. I'm going to write a freaking letter.
I'm going to write a letter. Oh, man. But, yeah, we're going to get into Bone Thugs and Harmony for the caller from Florida. Oh, wait, we got another. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to get into Bone Thugs. What's the shit called? Crossroads.
Crossroads.
Sunday. Hopefully this shit is not delayed anymore. Delete all that shit. All that shit.
So you don't feel no.
But we out of here.
See you at the crossroads.
Appreciate y'all listening, tuning in, and all that.
We out.
We're back next week.
We out.
We out.
Come on, suckers.
Judgment comes for you.
What you gonna do
when it ain't nowhere to hide?
When judgment comes for you,
'cause it's gonna come for you.
Swinging it for fun, easy, see something jolly. Little goofy guy's got it.
bless you. Work another plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise. Even though the devil's all up in my face, but he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, but I change the face of judge. And it blesses my soul with books. Grudge me, cause there's no mercy for dust. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we do. Can I get a witness? None of the foe. We live in our lives, we turn around so ill. Now follow me, Rosto, weather is telling us seven comers. We're taking visits to the people that's long gone near it. Well, he's a terrible. Instead of keeping up with their family, exactly how many days we got lasted? Why you laughing? We're passing, passing the way. We don't raise our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby. Let me be long gone, really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All a little thug could do was cry. My dog. Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. When they did, the boo was wrong. Pull the rules on wrong. Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it did come, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on.
Can somebody, anybody tell me why?